Origins.
A.
A word coined by British paleontologist Richard Owen in 1841 to describe the fossils he examined, which he believed were part of an unknown species. He combined two Greek words meaning potent and lizard to name the species. He later founded London's Natural History Museum to house these reconstructed creatures.
B.
An Anglo-Saxon word that meant to swear a solemn oath in reply to a charge. The first two letters meaning against. Hence, to swear against.
C.
The anglicised name of a town in Hungary, where the comfortable horse-drawn carriage was first invented and which gave us the metaphor for its modern use. In 18th century England, students used tutors to prepare for the exams, and this word was used as slang to describe tutors who quickly and comfortably carried students to their goal of passing their exams. With the same sense, it was later applied to athletics.
D.
Traditionally, a small one-story detached house with a large veranda, which were used to house sailors of the East India Company in Bengal, India, in the 17th century. Hence, its original meaning was of Bengal, Bengali.
E.
An anglicised and shortened form of Joachimstaler, the name given to coins first minted from locally mined silver in Joachimstal, Bohemia, in 1519. Later, the name Taler was applied to all similar large silver coins minted in continental Europe, like the Spanish 8 pesos and the Portuguese 8 real piece, also known as pieces of 8. This coin circulated widely in Britain's North American colonies because of a shortage of official British coins.
F.
The word we use to describe a book of maps comes from the name of the Titan in Greek mythology who is condemned to hold up the sky. His name was also given to an ocean and a mountain range.
G.
In British English, a baby's or very young child's bed, otherwise a small collapsible or camp bed. The word comes from the Hindi language in India and was used by British soldiers there in the 17th century to describe a hammock or light bedstead.
H. A familiar and diminutive form of the Scottish variety of the English name Jack. Until the 16th century, the word meant simply lad or fellow, as used by Shakespeare, but was subsequently used to describe a horse dealer or trickster, someone capable of outwitting someone else, and since 1670 is used to describe someone who rides horses, capable of manoeuvring for an advantageous position during a horse race. I.
This word comes from the Czech word meaning forced labour, labour, but first acquired its modern sense when used to mean mechanical slave by a Czech writer in his science fiction play R.U.R. in 1921 about a factory producing cyborgs whose hostile rebellion leads to the extinction of the human race. J.
Because of the austere economies the French finance minister imposed on the French people during the Seven Years' War, his name became synonymous with anything done or made cheaply, and so with these outline portraits. Prior to the advent of photography, profiles cut from black card were the cheapest way of recording a person's appearance.